Welcome to the University of Michigan Press Podcast, a monthly show featuring interviews with University of Michigan Press authors. Joining us this month is Liza Wieland, author of A Watch of Nightingales and winner of the 2008 Michigan Literary Fiction Award. A sharply written piece of fiction, A Watch of Nightingales combines memories we all have of attending school with hot-button issues ranging from culture clash to school politics to homosexuality. Wieland is the author of four previous works of fiction, including The Names of the Lost, Discovering America, You Can Sleep While I Drive, and Bombshell, as well as a volume of poems, Near Alcatraz. Her work has been awarded two Pushcart Prizes, as well as fellowships from the National Endowment for the Arts, the Christopher Isherwood Foundation, and the North Carolina Arts Council. She teaches creative writing and literature at East Carolina University in Greenville, North Carolina. Hello, Liza Wieland.
Hello.
Please, tell us what your book is about.
Well, the novel takes place in present-day Washington, D.C., and in England in 1977, both in London and in a girls' boarding school near Wales. The two main characters are an American named Mara and a Pakistani called Kokila. They meet at the boarding school in 1977 when Mara is an exchange student and Kokila is finishing up there. She's headed for university at Cambridge. They meet again in Washington, D.C., where Mara is the widow of the headmaster of a boys' school, and Kokila is the mother of one of the students there. There are new problems now, based partly on cultural differences, but also old problems to be sorted out, difficulties, relationships, dating from their first meeting in the late 70s. So the novel brings them back together, and it's structured back and forth, a chapter in Washington, a chapter in England, and so on.
Oh, interesting. So tell me, what was the inspiration for writing it?
Well, the novel is very close to autobiography. I was an exchange student at a girls' school in England, and the head girl there was a Pakistani who did get herself into some trouble. Though I haven't met up with her again, I've often imagined what it would be like to do so, and I got interested in this possibility. The novel opens as Mara, the headmaster's widow, is having to deal with an incident involving a kirpan, which is an unsharpened knife that Sikh men wear. It's wrapped in a sheath and is worn next to the body, but it's exposed in a pickup basketball game at the school. The students mistake it for a threatening sort of knife, and Mara has to sort this out. There was a case like that in Canada in the 80s, which I read about and was intrigued by. I'm interested in how it plays out, the law of the land versus spiritual law. And I'm also interested in people who are different from each other, who are trying to get past those differences, or at least live with them if they can't get past them. This may have something to do with growing up in Atlanta in the 60s, if you want to look more deeply into the question of inspiration. My first novel, The Names of the Lost, is about the Atlanta child murders of the late 70s and early 80s, and the questions of racism raised in that city at that time. I think in some ways, actually, there's part of that time and place in everything I write.
So what do you hope that people will take away upon reading it?
I certainly hope readers feel they've been told a good story. I hope readers remember the characters and the places they live, the two schools that the characters inhabit. I hope it's the way a vivid dream sticks with you for a long time after you wake up. I hope the book makes readers ponder the questions of tolerance. The novel's also about relations between parents and children, particularly mothers and daughters. So I hope that readers who are parents will think about their children, and of course, the other way around, too.
Well, that sounds very interesting. But tell us, what projects are you currently working on?
I've just finished a collection of short stories, the working title of which is Quickening. The collection takes as one of its formal models, Hemingway's In Our Time, in which the stories are separated by short, terse interchapters that serve to illuminate what precedes or follows. I think of my work sometimes as a woman writer's answer to Hemingway's book, as most of the stories concern contemporary girls and women, their lives and loves and losses. But there are similarities, too. The shadow of war, and sometimes the fact of war, hangs over many of the stories in my collection. World War II, American actions in Beirut and in Iraq. Many of the stories take as their subject Americans in Europe, which certainly interested Hemingway also. And I'm about to finish a new novel. The novel's set during World War II and after, up to the late 80s. the main characters, an American soldier and a young French woman, meet in Normandy just after the D-Day invasion in 1944. What brings them together is history, the liberation of France by the Allies, but also the end of history. Each has come from a place that really no longer exists. The soldier grew up in Dana, Massachusetts, which was one of four towns abandoned and flooded in 1939 to make way for the Quabbin Reservoir. And the French woman is from Oradour-sur-Glane in central France, which was destroyed and all of its 625 citizens massacred by the Nazis just after D-Day. The soldier is in possession of a mysterious photograph, and the French woman has a damning secret. Sounds like jacket copy. Each needs the other in order to find a way back into the world.
Wow, those projects definitely sound interesting, and we wish you good luck with those.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Liza Whelan, for taking the time to talk to us.
You're very welcome. Thanks.
We've been speaking with Liza Whelan, author of A Watch of Nightingales, winner of the 2008 Michigan Literary Fiction Award. To learn more about our books, please visit us on the web at press.umich.edu. This podcast has been brought to you by the University of Michigan Press, copyright 2008, all rights reserved.